It began like any other winter, a dusting of snow in early January, but the rest of the season was dry, and it was warm, the warmest February on record, an active weather month, a rare winter tornado in Maryland. Damage to a few buildings and a collapsed carport east of Waldorf on the 25th. High winds. The strongest measured winds of the year also occurred in February. Storm Team 4's Chuck Bell.
A 73-mile-an-hour wind gust at Joint Base Andrews.
And 65 miles per hour at Reagan National Airport. And just when it seemed like spring was here to stay, winter made a late return in mid-March, battering the early cherry blossoms. Storm Team 4's Amelia Draper.
The area picked up about 2 inches of snow. That was our largest snowfall event of the season, just as the blooms were getting to come out.
April tornadoes, 7 in one day on April 6th, including 2 in the district, one sweeping through
the tidal basin. So the damage to the cherry trees down there was due to a tornado.
The same whirlwind also shredding the roof off St. Aloysius Church. No injuries. Later in the month, a powerful supercell storm roared over Chevy Chase and Tacoma Park, dropping golf ball-sized hail. Summer downpours, among the most noteworthy weather events in 2017. Flash flooding on July 28th, over 4.5 inches at Reagan National Airport, 5 to 7 inches of rain in parts of Arlington and Montgomery counties. Storm Team 4's Matt Ritter.
It was the perfect setup for the atmosphere to take all that extra moisture in the atmosphere and turn it into heavy rainfall.
October heat, record warmth, and oppressive humidity ruled. The third warmest October on record. An overnight low of 75, the warmest ever recorded in the month. The unusual muggy weather eventually gave way to shorter days and colder temperatures. The year ended just like it began. A small Saturday snowfall on December 9th, 1 to 3 inches. But the first December snowfall measured in the district since 2013. Dave Dildine, WTOP News.